BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. Another listener with another confession to make. Listen for the girl's reaction. It's quite unbelievable. You lot choose some retro clips for The Gap on Bumble Air Wednesday. And Real or No Real is with Alice Levine.
Scott Mills.
Turn it up. Radio
1.
Good afternoon to you. This is Scott Mills. How you doing? All right? Yes, it's Bumble Air Wednesday. I don't think we can do a 30-minute long one. I think that is overcooking the egg, or whatever the phrase is. But we will do Bumble Air. What time would you like it, please? Text me on 81199. I'm well up for it today. Are you?
Yeah, I am up for a 30-minute bumbleo, though.
No, I think it's too much. I think the beauty of it is that it's a moment for about like 3 or 4 minutes, and that's it. And then you just get back to normal.
But just imagine the length on it. Imagine if we could just keep going and keep going.
You'd be tired, though. Imagine bumbleoing for 30 minutes non-stop. Absolutely not.
It's true. And I guess it's too much to ask people to down tools for a whole 30 minutes.
It is. People have got busy lives, you know?
Yeah, it's tricky. And if people are on building sites and they've got stuff to do, it looks bad on them.
Yeah.
If for 30 minutes, they're bumbleoing.
People just can't take that much time off work.
I get that.
Okay. So that's coming up later on. Also, a lot of people getting in touch... this is becoming a real thing now, of what to put in the bumbleo gap. You know, there's like a little gap between the T's and the main body of the bumbleo. Pop Kid off of West Yorkshire's been on going, do you remember when we had a Swanee whistle on the show? This is a long time ago. And we played Swanee whistle hits. And he wants the one where we did Climax by Usher. I don't think we can find that. That has been lost to the archives.
But people are going really historic with it.
Yeah.
They want ancient Mills.
They want ancient Mills. They also... Oh, this is not that bad. Not that long ago. You singing Ellie Goulding with Felicia, our singing teacher.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember Pasta Satellites?
It is a good excuse to play some funny stuff that we may have forgotten.
Yeah. Any old stuff, any old clips you want in The Gap today, let's make it proper retro. Go on 81199. Tell me what you want.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
We're drinking Swifties today.
I don't know.
In the big house, making the plans, do you think?
Yeah, could be. I mean, it is a theory that we've got. Mm. It was something Lord tweeted yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Suggesting that Taylor Swift may be...
the leader.
Their leader.
She is the leader.
Which does sound like she might be like the leader of some kind of cult or something.
Mm-hmm.
Swift.
Lord tweeted, but seriously, Taylor Swift is the leader of a great and beautiful galaxy that I'd live in forever. Do you think she was made to tweet that?
We do need some kind of music for whenever we mention Taylor Swift. You know, like, Swifty, Nominos. It's like that episode of The Simpsons, you know, the Stonecutters episode.
Or is it South Park? Or is it Simpsons?
Well, no, there is the South Park one as well, where, yes, that Britney Spears episode, yes. They do something similar.
Uh-huh. We need that music every time Taylor comes on. We'll try and find some suitable, I think.
Yeah.
Because she's definitely the leader.
It does seem that way.
She's in the tower making the plans right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I think we found the Taylor Swift noise every time we play her. You ready?
I think it needs to be something like this. Okay. This is from an episode of South Park a while ago. Ready?
Go.
Looks like next harvest will be even better.
Rantos!
Is it, isn't it?
Every time she comes on.
Mm.
Right, okay. Can you get that for me and I'll just add it to the bank here.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Spinning when the tears they fall, you gotta just let it go, let it go.
Good to have you back, Foxes.
Let your body talk.
Am I off of the end of an 80s film?
I know what you mean. I don't know, like... It's very unlike me, that song. But I really like it. Mm. I really, really like it. And I don't know if I should feel...
No, it's good. It sounds different to everything else.
Yeah.
But it does sound like it should be on the end of Top Gun.
It does. Tune.
Yes. Foxes and Body Talk. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Scott. How are you doing?
Hi, Scott. Good name. How are you?
Excellent name. I'm really good. Well, I'm feeling a bit guilty, but yeah, I'm good apart from that.
Oh, no. Is this another story like yesterday with the cheating on the hairdresser?
It is, yeah. I should have thought about it, really, before I did it. I listened yesterday, and then I've gone and done it myself today.
That's hilarious. So you heard what was said yesterday, and now you feel you need to confess.
Yeah, I don't think I would have felt so guilty until I listened yesterday. I definitely confess.
And then you realised what you were doing.
Yeah, and also, I've been, I might have been caught out because the person's added something to Facebook to tag me in to, to where I went. Yeah, so I could get caught, yeah.
Right, come on then, tell us what it is. What have you done?
Well, my friend Shelley, I've been training with her now for months and months and months.
You've been doing what with her?
Training in the gym.
Okay, what are you training for?
Just trying to get her fit, trying to keep myself fit.
Yeah. Oh, your gym buddies.
Specific.
You're like gym buddies,
yeah.
Gym buddies, right.
That's it. So we've been training for months, and she wasn't available today, so I took the opportunity to train with someone else. And, yeah, so I even went to a different gym because I knew what I was doing was wrong. I went to a different gym completely. But the whole time I was there, it just didn't feel right.
Oh, wow. So you went out of your way to go to a different gym so you didn't get spotted with another person?
Exactly, yeah. So I definitely knew what I was doing was wrong.
You did. You knew what you were doing all along.
I'm fascinated by your life. So how does this work? So generally you go to the gym with the same girl?
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that for?
Oh, it's got to be a good 6-7 months.
Oh, right.
And how did you two meet? Are you together or what?
No, just friends and mutual respect from the gym and all, and yeah, we got training from there.
Does she spot you?
Yeah, she spotted me. She's stronger than me, much stronger than me.
Is she?
Really, good gains.
Good core.
Excellent core.
Do you, have you got a girlfriend?
No, I haven't, no. Oh, that's okay, probably why I got so many gym buddies.
Yeah. Okay, so hang on. So your normal gym buddy's not free for one day, but you've got a bank of others that you can then call on.
Yeah, how did you find the new one?
Long story, but I don't think we've got enough time for that. Or, yes. Definitely not.
Yes. Do you fancy the new one?
I don't know. No.
Do you fancy the old one?
Oh, I don't know. She is quite cute, mind.
Oh, okay, good. Well, this is a whole new thing.
But is it not awkward, like, going to the gym with a girl that you fancy?
No, not it's not too bad, no.
Also, you've just said that you fancy
her. It helps you train, doesn't it?
On the radio, so...
You just caught me out then, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I have.
Does it... So what? How does it help, then? Like, does it motivate you?
Of course it motivates me, yeah. It makes me want to get a bit fitter, push me that a little bit harder.
I know somebody, and I'm not going to say their name, but they know who they are, who... only will have hot personal trainers.
Really?
Yeah, because it just gives them motivation.
Now, are they in a relationship?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Because
I think there's something a bit iffy about
definitely.
If you're in a relationship and you've got a personal trainer that you fancy,
yep.
I think, and you start in a relationship, I think you should have to declare it and I think you should have to call it a day.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't like it. I'm being honest here. I wouldn't like it if my girlfriend...
had a hot personal
suddenly,
trainer.
Because my girlfriend's talked about getting a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Right, and I've been like, yeah, I'm all for that. But...
I want to see pictures.
Serious vetting's going to be going on first.
This is a whole new thing.
It's like going on Strictly.
I didn't have a problem.
You did, though. Do you remember?
No, I didn't.
You told me.
No, I didn't.
You told me that.
I didn't fancy her once.
That night in... was it Swansea? Or?
What are you on about?
No. Oh, okay.
Never. We were just dance partners.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Awkward.
I bet there are people listening now that will only get hot personal trainers. I bet you.
But in a relationship, you're saying?
Yeah, loads of people are texting right now. Watch. We've never been to the gym together, have we?
We have been to the gym together. Do you remember we did a couples workout video?
Oh, yeah, but like we don't go regularly.
We don't go regularly, no. But not to say we don't train together.
No, we do it in the studio. Have you heard that, Scott?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, quite a while, yeah.
He spots me. We've done most things together. We've been on holiday together.
Mm-hmm.
Been in the sea together.
We have. We've been in water together.
We've eaten Lebanese food together.
Yes.
I shaved you once.
Okay. Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
But not so much gym buddies.
Okay. So how can we help you then? What's what do you want? Was it just a confession?
It's a confession. I need to speak to her really because on Facebook I've been tagged into being at this gym with the new gym partner.
Oh no, and what she said?
So she just said something like aching already, great session, and then it's tagged me in the gym. So that's going to come up my wall and
Shelly will
my
see
friend
it.
On there. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oof. Heard anything from her yet?
No, nothing so far.
So the new gym buddy, are you planning on going with her again?
No, it was just a one-off.
Right. Well, that might mean it's okay then, as long as you regretted it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, I do regret it deeply.
But you won't go there again?
I'm not going there again, no.
What about if Shelley's not free again? What are you going to do? Why don't you go on your own?
There's nothing wrong with going on your own every now and then. Do you know what I mean?
It's not so fun, though, is it?
No.
No, I know, but sometimes it's just the way you need to make it work. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah. Fine.
Yeah, you wouldn't be in this mess if you went on your own.
Yeah, I might have to do that from now.
Yeah, think about it.
Yes.
Restrain yourself.
So I want to confess to her.
Okay. Scott.
Hello.
We did this yesterday. You might have heard it, but you fancy calling Shelley, maybe?
Yeah, sure, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, because I think it's best if it comes from you.
Yeah, okay.
Where are we up to with this, Scott? Did you say that she has seen your Facebook status or the other girl's Facebook status, or are you worried that she has?
She hasn't seen... I haven't seen that she liked it anyway, so... I'm not
she
sure
won't like
she's
it.
Seen or not.
No.
So she hasn't commented or anything, so I'm not sure if she's seen it yet.
I hear you. So it's best to ring her before she does?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Well, we Mills?
Yeah.
We can help.
Absolutely, yes. You've got a number?
I have, yeah.
Okay, right, wait there, and you pass it to me during this song, and then we'll do the business.
Here we go again.
Sounds good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm talking to Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. He has a normal gym partner who's been going to the gym with for about 6 months called Shelley, but Shelley wasn't free earlier, so he went with a new girl. Oof. And now the new girl's put it on Facebook. Now, I'm happy to ring and for you to apologise to Shelley, yeah?
Okay.
But this is 2 days in a row now that I've done this. I don't want this to become a regular thing of people just saying sorry every afternoon. But I'm willing to do it for you just this once, Scott, okay?
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, that's a massive help.
Yeah, let's not make a habit of this.
I mean, I love it when you lot get in touch, but if it's just saying sorry to people, maybe not every day. All right, Scott, I've got the number off you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you know what you're going to say?
Oh, I'm going to have to play by ear. I'm just going to see what the reaction is.
Okay. Here we go, then. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hello?
Shelley?
Yeah?
Hi, Scott. You okay?
Oh, hey.
So, I've got a quick thing to tell you, or say to you.
Okay.
We've been training for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And, well, obviously, it's been going well.
Yeah.
Big gains, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Easily, you're the best partner to go training with. And over the months, we've got quite a bond going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, I want to keep this going, definitely.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
What would you say our favourite exercise is?
Oh, legs. Love a leg day.
Oh, yeah. Making it even worse. Okay.
No, what's the matter?
Well, you know, you weren't available today.
Yeah.
I kind of went training in another gym.
In another gym?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Anything else?
I went with another girl.
You went, not only did you go to a different gym, you've gone with somebody else.
I went and I did legs, which just makes it even worse.
Right, okay.
So tomorrow, if you wanted to train, still, we can't do legs, sorry.
No, I don't think I'll be training with you again, to be honest.
Shelley, come on.
Oh.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Where's she gone?
Scott. She's gone.
Oh, no.
She's gone.
That's awesome.
Oh.
I didn't think she'd take it that bad.
Sorry, mate.
Wow.
She's gone.
She is a feisty one.
Oh. I don't think we'll be training again.
Oh, I'm not being funny. We're not training again.
Oh, no.
What do we do now, Scott?
I might need to find a new partner.
No.
I don't think all is lost.
No.
I think maybe we call her back just to try and save this, all right?
Okay.
Good luck.
Hello?
Shelley, please don't be angry.
Why are you ringing me back for?
We can still train together. You know we can. It's only the one off.
I'll go and find somebody else to go with now. Not only did you go to a different gym, you went with someone else as well, so that's the ultimate betrayal. Like, I just don't want to trip with you anymore. You've literally cheated on me. What the hell?
All these months, come on.
No, yeah, exactly. All this, like, months and months of hard training, and one day I couldn't go, and you've gone with somebody else to another gym. The gym ain't going to
really
be happy
bad.
Either.
They all know.
Well, they will tomorrow. Trust me, when I get in that gym, they'll know. They'll see me on my own or with another guy training. So I'm going now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Shelley.
Hello.
Hey, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello. Hello.
You all right?
No.
Are you really angry?
Yeah.
Why so?
I've got sweat on you. I've got sweat on.
Are you really annoyed that you went to the gym with someone else?
Yeah.
But you're... Okay.
You're a tad OTT there.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No way. No, none past at all.
Here's the thing, right? So... Scott got in touch with us because he feels so bad about doing this.
And
he wanted to, basically, he wanted to share the burden with us. And he was like, you know, would you mind if I speak to you about it? Can we break the news to her? But he promises, and I swear to you, he said this to me, he promises that he will never do it again.
We'll see about that.
Please, will you forgive him? Please.
Please. He's got a lot of grovelling to do. He'll have to get on his knees in the gym.
They only did legs, nothing else.
Yeah, they only did legs. Do you know what the thing is? Why don't you can always punish him in the gym. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I will be. Don't you worry.
Make okay. It really angry.
Be. Yeah, just like,
I will.
Just beast him on the workout.
Get
right?
It out. No, I mean,
will.
Like,
no,
of your system.
That. Don't do that. okay, I think I'm a bit scared of you, Shelley. So.
Don't be. I'm not that nasty.
No,
to the gym.
Not nasty, you're just scary. So I'm gonna go now.
Okay.
But please. Please let it be okay. Scott's sorry, aren't you, Scott?
I'm very, very sorry, Shelley.
Because you did it this way, you're forgiven.
Oh, yes. Good. We've done some good. Scott. I'm so pleased. Thank you. He won't do it again, will you, Scott? Promise.
No, I promise. I promise. I'm alive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much for your understanding.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, I do apologise, Shelley, for calling you scary, but you did scare me a little bit. Someone says she just had a massive disappointment. She blatantly thought the other Scott was going to ask her out. Do you think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do you really think that? Okay. Sorry. Just a bit scary, wasn't she? Don't like confrontation, me.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Josh and Kent, with some suggestions for what to put in the gap today on Bumble Air Wednesday. Thank you. Someone saying Charlie Sloth, Birmingham, because it cracks him up. Holly's been on as well, loving the Bears Den track. She's from Derby. Simon wants Miguel Pujol in the gap today. Okay, there's a lot of quite old school ones coming in, like ancient Mills. Fish and a rice cake is always popular. That's Chris from Barnsley.
Thing is, you're going through them as if everyone would understand what each one of these things mean.
I know.
Fish and a rice cake, yeah. And Miguel Pujol in the gap.
It's just a few things that people have enjoyed about the show. If you were a new listener, you wouldn't really get what we're talking about. But that's why you should listen more. And soon you'll be aware of everything.
Yeah.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, good, you?
Yeah, I'm good. Have you got something for the Bumbleo gap today? The gap between the T's and the main body of Bumbleo?
Can we have the East Hills Mall advert, please?
I remember this. This was class. This was that really old one. Wasn't there like... Didn't they do beatboxing?
Okay, yes. Okay, I've got it. So it was the... It was a shopping centre in Missouri.
Yeah.
An advert
it was
for that.
It was like a promo video that they made and it was awful.
Like literally the worst commercial of all time. So the shop owners kind of sing about their various things that they sell, like denim and haircuts. And there is... awful beatboxing going on at the same time. That kind of went viral but a couple of years ago, maybe more.
Yeah.
Okay, Donna, I've got it. Let's relive how great this commercial really was.
East Hills, we're back to school. Oh. Denim, haircut, backpacks, come get your backpack.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
New shoes.
Get yourself an outfit.
Denim.
Boots and pants.
As good as I remember.
Boots and pants.
Haircut. New shoes. So get yourself
back to school with East Hills.
Nightmare.
Haircut.
Oh, why is that on the end?
Horrible.
Haircut, awful. Yeah, thanks, Donna, for putting that back in my head again.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Are we thinking about this for the gap, then?
Yeah, maybe.
Backpacks, backpacks, come get your backpacks.
That could be in. It's going to give me nightmares tonight. Absolute rubbish. Good afternoon to Ryan, who is from Stirling. And he says, can we have the Let's Get Social with Social Media song? Now, what was that from? It was something we played on the show. I'm sure it was like some sort of like convention or...
I remember the song. I just don't know why it ever existed.
I think it was a conference that they did on social media. And a band got up to sing a song about social media. And this was it.
Let's get social, social, with social media.
Yes.
Let's get social,
social,
social, with social media.
So good.
We can spread the word and grow our reach and find our fans in their news feed. Let's get social,
social,
with social media.
Oh, wow.
Daily.
Just cried with laughter at the social media clip. It is a good song, isn't it? I've completely forgotten about it.
It is actually quite a good song.
I can't believe you just played the social media song. I work in a digital marketing team in Derby, and that is our anthem. Are you serious?
Let's get social.
Social.
With social media.
Ah, we've had some good times, haven't we?
Yes.
Good, good times. Any more suggestions for The Gap? Last chance to text 81199.
Radio
1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm excited.
For a little bumble-o.
About what's about to happen, yeah.
Yes.
Aaron in Hastings says, come on, Mills, you tease. Give me what I want. Okay, then.
Amor de compra y venta. Amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Birmingham, Birmingham, Birmingham.
Touch me like you do, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for?
Ridiculous.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Ooh, strawberry scented body cream. That's going straight on my bum.
Wow, some proper retro clips there in The Gap. Thank you for those. John, Trevor and Simon are bumbleoing in a field. Got their bullocks there with them. They're young farmers. Bumbleoing my paperwork off in my car in Yeovil. That's Edward in Somerset. Bumbleoing to get ready for my holiday to Magaluf on Friday. Woo woo. Who's that from?
Eloise.
Eloise, have a good holiday, yeah. Charlie in Bristol, bumbleoing his chops off. And Rachel, bumbleoing her knot off in Portsmouth on the way to the cinema. No sign of Gaz and Kent just yet. Got any?
Oh, yeah, there's loads coming in. Grant, the joiner, he's bumbleoing away. Alex and Maz in Leicester, bumbleoing hard. First bumbleo with my tonsils, that's Ida in Scotland. Everyone is having it.
Yes. Halfway through the week. Here we go again.
Bumbleo, bumbleo.
Is it time? All right, we're on. Happy bit.
Happy bit.
40 days.
Yes. Keep it going.
Where are you?
Sarah in Glasgow. Tom, Mel and Joe, bum blowing for the first time live, normally listening to the podcast and doing it later on.
Tom in Manchester, bum blowing, it's going straight in his basket.
Yes. Bum blowing in the rain in Sussex, it's George. Gary on the Isle of Wight, bum blowing his potatoes off in Morrison's car park. I know, already. Alex and Torquay loved the gap today.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, listen, up on iPlayer at the moment is Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. You can watch it on the iPlayer like a normal TV show.
With Conor Maynard?
That's it, with Conor Maynard from Tuesday. A bit of beef going on with you and Connor, which I enjoyed.
I know, but I didn't start the beef. Also, two-year-old beef.
Yeah, like, he doesn't forget, does he? He's like an elephant, never forgets. And it's just because you told him to say something stupid on stage at Big Weekend. And yeah, I mean, all of that is available to watch in all its awkwardness. And a lot of spitting is involved. Very, very wet one on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Conor Maynard on iPlayer and YouTube now, Innuendo Bingo. And we'll have another edition for you tomorrow at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, confirmed artist for tomorrow's Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, yeah.
She's looking forward to it. Adele Roberts off of Early Breakfast.
Yes.
Yes, Adele.
She's owed an Innuendo Bingo now for quite a while.
Yeah. We've not had her on for a while. She's the new host of Early Breakfast. If you're up early enough before Grimmy, you'll hear Adele sounding amazing and really nice and early in the morning. And more of the same tomorrow, like this. Now, more cooking, and it's Saturday Kitchen on BBC One. Ollie Smith, the wine expert's on. Ollie can really match any wine with any flavour. And this is something I'd definitely like to try myself.
This Gruner Veltliner, with its aromatic edge, is like a lens bringing all of those twinkling beauties into focus. And finally, the creamy mayonnaise infused with salty gentleman's relish.
Oh, what a horrible thought, mate.
Oh, it was a good one yesterday with Connor. Adele Roberts is on tomorrow afternoon, getting very wet at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Vicky and Sophie, who've just texted. They say, when your show's our breakfast show, you know it's been a great night.
Yes.
Yes, I want to know more details. There's so many students that have this as their kind of breakfast show.
True. It is true.
So good morning. If you've just woken up, this is The Breakfast Show for students.
It's always nice if you come in from a night out, you catch Adele, maybe even Grimmy, then fall asleep, and then wake up in the afternoon.
Absolutely. And that's, well, Vicky and Sophie, I think they've just woken up. I think it was a big one. I don't have any more details than that. Also, a lot of people have been on getting a bit confused about Bumbleo because everyone's on holiday at the moment. Loads of people going on holiday. And various people hearing Bumbleo when they go abroad, but on a different day, and it's really messing with their minds. Geraldine, saying, I just made you a man. Love the show, listen to the podcast every day. My favourite is, of course, Bumbleo Wednesday. Last week, I was on holiday on an island in Sicily and found myself on a Sunday evening bumbleoing with an Italian Hindu in the piazza to a live band. One of my friends is also obsessed with your show. Thanks. And at the end, we both ran towards each other in the plaza and shouted, "Blazing!" It was the most incredible moment of my life so far.
Geraldine. That's huge. But also, if you do hear bumbleo abroad, there's been instances where people have tweeted me saying that they've got really angry with the person playing bumbleo because it's not a Wednesday.
It's like, stop doing that, it's Tuesday.
I wouldn't kick up a fuss. Do you know what I mean? I think it's all right on holiday.
I think it's allowed on holiday because they don't have it there, do they?
True. And in certain chicken restaurants.
That's always on, yeah. Also, do you remember on Real or No Real yesterday, Charlie Sloth revealed that his mum's name was Marjorie. Marjorie Sloth?
Yes.
I've just got an email come through. I can confirm that Marjorie is still on Hotmail. And it just says, leave my Charlie alone. I don't think that's her.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levine.
Oh, it's nice to see you two. It's been a while.
Nice to see you sober, actually.
Well, quite.
We were at Wimbledon and everything.
Oh, yeah, the outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what did you think of that? You're a fashionista.
Yeah. You say this to me all the time. Look what I'm wearing today. It's outrageous.
Was it
too jazzy?
It was, I would say, quite flamboyant and garish.
Yeah.
So you don't think the shorts and jacket combo really work, or?
Do you think you got a good reaction?
Weirdly, I seem to, but I couldn't tell if it was patronising or not. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, he looks cute.
I think probably people thought that you were lost.
Yeah.
So you're saying no to the shorts with the suit jacket?
I'd say maybe like you could wear them as separates and style it a little bit different.
Imagine my surprise when Bruce Forsyth was wearing the same outfit at Centre Court the next day.
Bang on, Trent.
Lovely. You look particularly tanned and you're stood next to Scott Mills, so that's quite a feat.
I know.
I think it was the right outfit for the men's semis.
I think it's definitely perfect for a semi-final, but I don't know. I feel a bit weird about the pocket square.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
It is impossible to draw the number 6 whilst making clockwise circles with your leg.
OK, well, the obvious thing to do will be to test this.
Go on, then.
I've just managed it. Have you?
I'm just doing it without a pen. Wait a sec.
Oh, whilst making clockwise... I thought the Real or No Real was it's impossible to draw the number 6 without... doing clockwise circles with your leg.
No, well, you idiot. That's just drawing the number 6.
Oh, okay.
Anyone can do that.
Okay, I'm going
Any
for
fool
it.
Can
I love
do that.
Chris just went, done.
I'm going for it. So I'm doing the clockwise circles and now
do
I'm attempting the 6. Oh, no, it goes the other way. Hang on. I'm going to go again. Come on.
Yeah, I think you totally can
and
do
now
it.
Now I'm doing the number 6.
Hang on, let's have a go.
Okay, so draw the number 6 and make clockwise circles with your leg.
It's not happening.
I just did it.
No, you didn't. No, your legs went the other way. Let me look at your legs.
Okay.
I'm looking at your legs.
You're going the wrong way with your legs. That's not clockwise.
You're going anti.
I'm not going anti.
Clockwise is that way.
Well, do you do both legs?
Try that. Now draw the number 6. No, you went the other way. I just saw your legs go the other way.
Do you know which way a clock goes?
Yes. That way.
Yes, but you're not realising your legs are going the other way.
You guys are ridiculous. And also stop looking at my legs.
I think this is real.
I feel like I've just proved you otherwise, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
What? I just did it.
Apart from if you're Alice Levine.
I literally just did it.
Your legs, just as you were doing the 6, your legs went the other way.
Are you out of your mind?
And next.
Before getting signed, singer Lucy Rose used to work as a Sarah Cox lookalike.
Come on.
We met her properly the other day, didn't we, Mill? She gave us some tea.
Yeah, Lucy Rose tea. And she does look a bit like Sarah Cox, but did she used to work as a Sarah Cox lookalike?
She does. She
really
doesn't.
Does. She doesn't. She's got a fringe.
No, she really does look like her.
Well, we met her last week, and I said to you, didn't I, Chris, Sarah Cox?
Yeah.
Uncanny.
Yeah. But working as a Sarah Cox lookalike, now, Sarah Cox is a very busy lady, but, I mean, does she really, do you think it'd be much work for a lookalike?
It's not the kind of thing you get for a party, is it? Like, you wouldn't go,
what
let's
do we need?
Get Sarah Cox.
Sarah Cox.
That'd be weird.
No offence.
No, that's what I mean. We all love Sarah Cox. That's not...
I love her.
But, you know, who's booking a lookalike?
Yeah. Like, why would you book a lookalike of Sarah Cox? You wouldn't book one of me.
Certainly
we've
wouldn't.
Got a Scott Mills lookalike. Why would you do that?
Worst birthday ever.
Yeah, worst birthday ever. And also...
How long?
And also, the real one
that.
Is quite cheap.
We should find... We should find...
I'll undercut the lookalike.
How good
times are tough.
If we got a Scott Mills lookalike to turn up at people's parties as if he's been booked and just watch the
Shall
disappointment on their face.
Shall we get Scott to turn up as a lookalike? So people book
so
the lookalike,
good.
But
Write
you
that
turn
down.
Up.
Right, that's
the
going
unwanted
in.
Lookalike.
That's
oh
going
goodness,
in the bank.
That's brilliant. Let's do that.
That's happening on the show. But did Lucy Rose used to work as a Sarah Cox lookalike, real or no real?
I just don't think she'd be paying the bills that way.
No, no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
No, all made up. And finally...
Track of the Day artist Jack Garrett has a separate Twitter account where he and a friend come up with pun-based band names.
Didn't Hugh Stevens start this? He used to do a thing called Hugh's Hashtag on Radio 1 and it was band puns.
Yes, it was.
So you'd go like fish band puns and so you'd go like... instead of the caws, the cods.
The mackerels instead of the Maccabees.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of yeah? Am I doing it right?
Taylor what? Cod. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
What?
What's wrong with you?
Can't just say the mouth. Just because it starts with M.
What are you on about? I did it right, didn't I?
Oh, God.
Oh, dear, we've lost her.
Oh.
OMG.
Brilliant.
You right there?
Oh, I, okay, this is, I really hope this is true.
Well, what? Explain it then.
No, you got it right.
Mumford and Cods.
Not that, even funny.
Is that right? That's what Hugh used to do, isn't it?
Snoop. No? Snoop Cod.
Snoop Cod. Yeah, it's loads.
Oh, God.
Not even funny.
Look at her. Yeah?
Oh, my God. I've not laughed this hard.
Lana Del Cray.
That actually really good.
Good one.
Oh, my
nice.
God.
Let's do some more.
No.
Oh.
Not got time.
Oh, but my does God.
Prawn Kingston. That's a retro one for you. Could do Prawn Mendes as well.
Oh. Yes, the Prawn Mendes.
Bring it up to date.
Yeah.
So does Jack Garrett, who's our track of the day today, have a separate Twitter account where him and a mate come up with pun-based band names, real or no real?
I'm going to go real on this one, Mills.
I'm so sorry, that was so unprofessional. I compose myself now. Because I want it to be, I'm going to say that's true.
That one is real.
Yes. Recent band names he's come up with include One Direction.
That's not fish.
I didn't say it was fish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that I introduced the idea of fish.
One Direction, but that's spelt one. J-U-A-N.
Yeah.
Not really, a pun. And also, your password is not stroganoff.
Okay. Well, I think we did better, to
I
be
think
honest.
We did. Back to work, Jack. At the end of that round of real or no real.
Good news for me, I win. I got 30, Alice got 20.
I yeah. just pleased I got through it, to
yeah,
be honest.
So am I. Oh. Hey, what's on your show at the weekends?
Stop. So, do you remember I interviewed Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
Oh, he was so beautiful. So we're going to chat to him. He's so so delightful.
I heard this at the weekend. I heard you all going proper swoony for him.
Yeah.
And then, you chatted to Grimmie about it. In fact, you needed to chat to everyone about it, it felt.
He needed to scream into a pillow, apparently. That's so, right. You know, we all had different ways of dealing with it.
He's going straight in your basket.
Oh, do you know what I mean?
You're going straight in my basket.
I'm just desperately trying to think of a fish that sounds like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, stop now.
Something with gills.
Thanks, Alice. Saturday from one, yeah?
Yes, please. Bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Those are the best bits of Wednesday's show. We're back on tomorrow at 1 p.m. and Adele Roberts off Early Breakfast is on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.